Starting in July, adults in Oregon can legally use recreational marijuana. But thousands of Oregonians will still have criminal records for marijuana offenses that would have been legal under the new law. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports on efforts at the Oregon legislature to let some people wipe the slate clean when it comes to pot convictions.
I'm bouncing along a bumpy farm lane in rural Wasco County, Oregon. My tour guide is Tim McClure.
You're not scared of heights or anything, are you?
Oh, no.
We're heading up the side of a very steep hill. We're rewarded with a great view at the top.
You can see there's the Columbia River, and there's the city of the Dalles down below us there.
McClure's cattle ranch is fairly small by local standards, and he's not the chief breadwinner.
My wife, like any successful farmer, has a job downtown.
McClure has trouble getting a job himself these days. That's because he's a convicted felon. 15 years ago, McClure pled guilty to charges of manufacture and delivery of a controlled substance. In simpler terms, cops busted him for an illegal marijuana grow on his family's farm.
It was going to be just a few plants, and it ended up being a little bit more than a few plants.
McClure says he arranged for a former ranch hand to live on the remote site and tend the plants. A passing hunter stumbled upon the operation and called the police. McClure didn't serve any prison time, but paid a fine and was sentenced to community service. Now he serves as a volunteer youth sports coach, and he served as president of the local farmers market.
I'm an unlikely convicted felon, I think, and I think after 15 years, there ought to be some remedy available to me.
In fact, Oregon lawmakers are considering a proposal to wipe the slate clean for people convicted of certain marijuana offenses. Details of the measure are still being negotiated, but it's likely to apply only to people who did things that will be legal once the voter-approved Measure 91 takes effect. It's possible McClure would qualify. Of course, most people who would benefit from the proposal aren't 50-something cattle ranchers.
We believe that this is absolutely crucial.
Midge Purcell of the Urban League of Portland says the proposal is especially important for African Americans who are disproportionately arrested for marijuana offenses.
People who have been incarcerated for relatively nonviolent, minor offenses will have convictions that will follow them for the rest of their lives.
In fact, people convicted of lower-level marijuana offenses in Oregon do have a remedy available to them. After 3 years, they can petition to have their convictions set aside. But the process costs hundreds of dollars and is subject to a judge's approval. Still, some prosecutors think the current process is sufficient.
I don't see the societal good in allowing everybody to get their records wiped.
Clatsop County District Attorney Josh Marquis was an outspoken opponent of legalizing recreational marijuana, but he says a mass expungement of pot convictions goes even further than what voters approved.
If they wanted Measure 91 to retroactively go back and wipe out everybody's records, I assume they would have put it in there, but they didn't.
Back in Wasco County, Tim McClure slows his pickup and points off to the side.
So the plants were, I guess, were down over this hill a little ways here somewhere. Not exactly sure where they were, but they could kind of down in there somewhere.
We get out of the truck, and as his two yellow labs frolic in the grass, McClure tells me that since his arrest, he's never actually walked down the slope to where the marijuana was found.
You know, I was in a state of panic. You know, I didn't know what was going to happen to me. And, I just thought that maybe, by staying away, I it might blow over. It did not.
McClure's Class A felony conviction means he doesn't qualify for Oregon's current expungement law for marijuana offenses. He says unless lawmakers act, his only hope to clear his record is a pardon from the governor. While that may be a long shot, he does have one local law enforcement officer in his corner. Wasco County District Attorney Eric Nisley says he'd write a letter in support of Tim McClure if he ever decides to seek a pardon. I'm Chris Lehman in the Dalles, Oregon.